Good morning, KGON.
Yeah, is this Terry?
It is.
Hey, I just wanted to know if you could maybe do a program sometime on internet dating and the scams that go on there. I would really like to hear if anybody's been in the same boat I've been in and the money I've lost from thinking you had a connection and it not being real.
Did you get fished? Is that what happened?
More than once.
What? It happened more than once? Tell us what happened.
Well, one time I was texting for almost a year and a half, and through that time, there was two different times when I was going to send money for airplane tickets, and first time something had happened, it came up, the passport wasn't good or whatever, and so I sent money again, and again, nothing ever came of it, but it's a multi-million-dollar scam, I tell you.
Yeah, you know what? I happen to see something. I know you're going to laugh at me, both of you guys, but I happen to see this on Dr. Phil.
Really?
Literally, a week ago. And look, and please don't take this the wrong way when I ask this question. You get into a point in your life where maybe you are lonely or you haven't had the relationship that you've wanted, and you're just vulnerable, correct?
It is correct. Yes, so much.
How long has it been since you've had a relationship?
4 years.
That's a long time, man. That's a tough go. Well, man, how much money did they get you for?
This is, like I say, it wasn't the first time. I've been tagged probably four times, and overall, over $10,000.
Holy cow!
Wow!
You know, the biggest thing on some of these scams is, you think you're making the connection, but then all of a sudden, I can't call you. My phone only texts. I can't send pictures. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard when you think you've got that connection and you put your trust out there and you're honest and they're saying how honest they are and you believe.
Yeah, because your heart, wow. Your heart is there. Your mind's probably telling you, man, not again, but your heart is just longing, right?
I'd just like to hear other stories if somebody's been and how they can tell whether or not you're being duped or not,
Yeah, I bet you're missing signs because you want to believe that it's a good thing, that it's true, and you want to move forward.
Yep. You know what? I don't get any of this. I've never done the internet dating deal, and I've never been fished.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who have been fished, and even some of the smartest people I know have been duped, not to 10 grand, but they've been duped. I find something interesting here. Not a single woman that I've ever heard of who has gotten fished. That hasn't been duped. I'm telling you, it has everything to do with our need to be that hero, to say, because the stories all revolve around the same kind of thing. Oh, my passport expired. Oh, I don't have enough money to get home. Or, oh, I'm stranded here. Or, I'm in this abusive area, right? It's all these scenarios where you can come in and become a hero.
Hey, I'm actually a success story of online dating, but, if you want to avoid being duped, why don't you offer to go to them?
Isn't that the most obvious one in all of these stories? Because this guy was trying to fly these people back. Why wouldn't you just buy yourself a plane ticket for $500 and go see it for yourself?
I know. If it's a real love connection, they're going to say, yeah, come on. So they should tell you where they are. And the minute they start backing down, that to me is a huge red flag. I did the online dating thing, and I got 8 responses, and I went to them, and 6 or 7 of them were no deal, and I'm proud to say that now I've been in a beautiful relationship for going on 12 years with the person that I met online. That was before Craigslist had all the creepers on there, and I never even knew Craigslist existed. You can get a wheelbarrow, you can get a car. Oh, and you get a woman, too?
Isn't that... You know what? You just gave up all three staples in guy world. A wheelbarrow, gotta have one. A car, and a woman.
Exactly. Preferably the woman will be pushing the wheelbarrow and doing the oil change on your car. But that's a dream world.
The dream world and the fantasy land, right?
Yeah. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. What's fool me 3 times or fool me 4 times? Psychotherapy?
Yeah.
Because I feel bad for the guy, but come on, man. Red flag. You're right. Go with your gut.
Yeah, you got to go with your gut. And maybe there's the clear-cut answer. We never get the name of the listener who started this whole deal. $10,000. I feel for him, man. I get it.
Totally.
Because Yeah, they're like, I know I said it heartless in the beginning of this one. I'm like, I just go to Tinder and I don't even know, need to know your name. There will come a time in just about everybody's life where they start looking and they go, wait a second. I want to have someone there to share whatever I'm doing here. Even if it's just to change my diaper.